this hour is sponsored by thesecretpowder.com. Want to be smarter, happier, and more focused? You need the secret powder. Got ADHD, Alzheimer's, or anxiety? Learn its secrets at thesecretpowder.com and free your mind's potential today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live. The Obama phone lady is here with us right now. We're in overdrive. Phil in FEMA Region 3. Special forces out of the military. They try to put you on a bunch of psychotropics, then just take you right off of them. You were finishing that story. Then you talked about when they're discharging you, how they try to get you to go in and lie to get you on disability. Of course, then they control you with that later, because now that you have a disability designation, companies aren't going to want to hire you. They're not telling you, because then they think you're going to claim disability on them. They're setting you up. And they act like they're giving you the inside knowledge. This is the standard script. Go ahead.
Exactly. And the tragic part is that, you know, there's guys like Joe and, you know, others that I worked with that have gone down range and gotten tore up and legitimately need the help. And they're getting sidelined by people coming in talking about, you know, tinnitus, carpal tunnel, you know, any number of things. The guy I was just with yesterday, I was in a bad vehicle accident, completely destroyed his shoulder and knee, you know, and basically he's on a one-year hold while they try to get him medically retired. What happens to a lot of people is they say, just forget it. Just let me out. Let me out. And, you know, they go without then for the rest of their lives for something that they sacrificed a lot for. And yeah, it's just messed up that they're trying to make, you know, I guess, welfare recipients out of, you know, guys and gals that have sacrificed. And like I said, at one time really had a burning fire and wanted to make a difference. And as people wake up, you know, it's upsetting when you've gone and you've put your life on the line to find out, what was it really for? What are we fighting for?
Well, I totally agree with you. And again, it's not welfare to give medical treatment to the military. They have allotted the money. You're supposed to take care of the veterans. They steal it. They siphon it off into the bureaucracy, and that's come out. And now under Obama, every veteran I've talked to says the VA is many times worse than it was just 6-7 years ago. And they've got secret death lists, which they're going to move into every level and just not give you care when you're old. Tax you your whole life.
Right.
And then, oh, we're going to put you on a death panel list because you're 65 years old. You're not going to get a knee surgery. You're too old. We're going to give that to young people, which then sells the young on the idea of you make the pie smaller or the pie doesn't get bigger. It's just a horrible, collectivism is horrible because it puts other people in control of your lives. Phil, thank you. Tyler in Oklahoma, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to talk to you about a solution for the border problem, opportunity, and disguise that we have.
Go ahead.
I used to live near the border in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and people have no idea the savagery that is going on there, and people want to blame, be mad, split the left versus right paradigm of be mad at the immigrants that are coming here. Well, I've been to Mexico. I've spent time in Juarez and Mexico City, and I wouldn't want to live there either. So a good solution.
Now, wait a minute. There's nothing wrong with Mexico. Robert Rodriguez made a movie where Don Johnson shoots pregnant Mexican women. I mean, isn't it guys and cowboys' heads' fault? No. Everything is the fault of Don Johnson. Sorry, go ahead.
We all have the right to self-defense. My point was the solution that I have come up with that I've been thinking of for a while is we need male heroes. We need people to look up to turn this around. We don't have any men to look up to. Kids coming from single-family homes. We need men to help Mexico become a place where Mexicans want to live again.
I agree with you, but they have a name for that. That's called terrorism. You see, Mexico has a big, strong government, but it's corrupt. So what it's got is El Jefe men who aren't real men who have taught people that gangsterism is what creates power and being under a chief is what makes you successful. And no, it creates a failed civilization, and we're following that direction as well. Great points, Tyler. We need, they do have real men. The farmers in Mexico have become vigilantes and are securing areas.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Obama phone lady Michelle Dougherty is taking a bathroom break, getting some water. She'll be back in here in a few minutes. Headline at Breitbart, Boehner tries to resuscitate dying border bill, which is an open border bill. They go, oh, pass this, it'll fix the problem that we're dictators and have opened the border up. It's not a problem. They're doing it. In the speaker's lobby just off the House floor, members of Congress were full of recriminations over how the border bill had just died until it sparked back to life. Yeah, that's how the elite sneak stuff through. They let opposition build, as William Gein said here just a few days ago, and then they kill it, and then they bring it back. House leadership has announced a 3 p.m. special conference meeting to discuss the issue and raise the possibility of additional votes before the House departs for summer recess. The change is an abrupt shift from a decision to pull the bill and leave without a vote on it at all. According to Republicans familiar with the matter, The decision prompted a sudden and fierce backlash against Speaker John Boehner from rank and file. See, a lot of them already took off early, folks. He is so sneaky. And file members who wanted to be able to tout passage of a bill to constituents over the summer break. And the media, I think, knows the public's not paying attention. They're like, we got to get something done. We don't like gridlock. We need to do something about the kids pouring across and the adults. This bill will fix it. Well, it'll fix it. It's like if one arm's cut off, cut the other arm off. That's how you stop bleeding. I guess it will slow bleeding in the other arm because you'll bleed out of the second arm. But overall, blood flow will be more intense. You cut this arm off, it's at 100% bleed, and you cut the other one off, it goes down to 75%, but this one's still bleeding. I mean, they just play games, and the games are so simple, I don't know how the public doesn't understand it. We're going to bring her back in and get her hooked back up to her earpiece, but let's go to Michael in South Carolina. You're on the air. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, go ahead.
Alex, I read None Dare Call It Conspiracy 32 years ago. And I was awestruck, but I kind of succumbed to the cognitive dissonance, and I just thought it was so overpowering that you had to believe almost at that time that these people would be benevolent, that they were the best and the brightest. And then Ron Paul woke me up about 20 years ago, and I've been following you for about 15 years. But now that the cognitive dissonance in the general public has just completely corroded society. I was in a business that with contemporaries that were making over $100,000, and now probably 40% of those people are retired and getting, wangling disability. Their honor has been compromised, and that's what I see happening all over the country, is that, honorable people are compromised by the situations, and they're being replaced by people that are MBAs that'll come out and work for $40,000 a year.
I know, and it's not just the elite that are now corrupt and weird. It's that more and more the general public just has no soul, no morals, and you have to just search for good people and search for people that don't want to betray you for no reason. I mean, people will betray you even when it hurts them and there's no reason to. It's just they do bad even though it's not even good business for them to do it. It's incredible.
You're trying to restore honor in this country. I just don't know if there's enough people that are susceptible to your message anymore. And I don't want to sound defeatist because I won't give up, but it's very disheartening. I called in because I just saw an article of newsflash in the Washington Post where Brennan admitted that the CIA had been spying on the Senate computers.
Oh, yeah. And first they denied that. I have the article right here. CIA admits improperly hacking Senate computers to control the Senate Intelligence Committee that's supposed to control them. And that's what all these people need to get, like Dianne Feinstein and others, is they'll never escape the tyranny they've helped build. I mean, who would want to build something this dangerous and evil? I mean, it's beyond nuclear weapons. Because, yeah, why do you make nuclear weapons? Well, because the Russians might get them. Okay, well, then why do you build giant NSA systems? Oh, to keep us safe. But it's not. It's for political control. And then people then convince themselves of any reason to keep going along with the system. And, again, we don't need to wait during the break. She can come in and get hooked up just whenever she's ready in here. Okay. Thank you, Michael. Really great call. Let's talk to Joel in Texas. Joel, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Alex, I was curious about, Obama tells us the reason he's bringing in all these illegal alien children from Central America.
Well, he loves them.
It's because they've grown up in war-torn areas and subjected to gang violence. Now, what about the kids growing up in war-torn, gang-infested areas like Detroit, L.A., Chicago, Miami? We're going to round them up, too? I mean, why can't they nut up and just tell us the truth, man? It's about power, control, collapsing the country.
Well, I mean, they don't tell the truth even when the truth would serve them best because that's their nature. But, yes, there's only one place in the United States more dangerous than Mexico per capita. That's Chicago. Then there's one other sector that's almost as bad as Mexico. That's Detroit. But Detroit has guns, so that's why they've had so many robbers shot and killed, that their crime rate's actually been dropping. The police chief said just last week, thanks to citizens shooting criminals. And again, I've got to say, the head of Interpol came out last year and said, arm the general public. That will end radical Muslim attacks in Europe and Africa. And we've got the police chief of Detroit saying, get guns. Now, we can't protect you. They've cut the police, and you need to get guns. I mean, that's normal when you're in a road warrior situation to have the police chief say, get guns. And, I mean, the Austin police chief knows full well more guns means less crime. Criminals are going to have guns regardless. They know. In fact, I mentioned the heroes of Mexico. They act just like Texans because they are. I mean, you know, Mexico was founded. A third of the people here were Tejano, Mexicans. The guy that wrote the Constitution had been a Mexican. They didn't like Santa Anna. Mexico later overthrew Santa Anna after he lost Texas because he was a thug. I mean, no one wanted to be under Santa Anna. And the Texans didn't want to have a fight with him. But he came and said, I'm taking the land that the previous president sold you for pennies on the dollar, a couple cents an acre. We paid 3 cents an acre from the previous Mexican government before Santa Anna. They all spent it like it was a bunch of Don Johnsons shooting pregnant women in the Mexican Revolution that started, you know, here in Texas, began the Texas Revolution. There were a bunch of other Mexican revolutions against tyrants. Guatemala took Guatemala from Santa Anna because he was a dictator. I mean, does that mean they didn't like Hispanics? No, they didn't like Santa Anna. See, I know too much. I know history. I'm not an ignorant fool. But the system knows the average person doesn't know all this information and doesn't know Santa Anna said, I'm coming to take all your guns. And in Texas was very dangerous at that time with Comanche, you name it, in big Indian wars. And they said, we can't give up our guns. We're not giving up our property. That's what happened there. But in Mexico, in the last 5 years, they've had rural ranchers, cowboy hats, the whole nine yards, get illegal guns out of the U.S. and start fighting back against the cartels. And the cartels have now left those areas, and the Mexican army's pulled out of those areas, and crime rates have plummeted. That's mainstream news. See, there's the answer. Let's go ahead and talk to Dr. McCoy. Great points, Joel. Dr. McCoy, go ahead.
Hi, thanks. I think that there may be a non-prescription treatment for the Ebola virus hidden in the technical literature. The name of the compound is poly-IC. That's P-O-L-Y, parenthesis, I, colon, C, close parenthesis. And this is basically a long, generic, double-stranded RNA that is an immunomodulator. You can look that up on Wikipedia, and it'll give you a little overview if you want. I can back this up with an article from the Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences. The title is, A Non-Replicating Subunit Vaccine Protects Mice Against Lethal Ebola Challenge. Excuse me. And in that, they call it an adjuvant, suggesting that it's aiding the vaccine. But in fact, there's a patent application, I believe, from Novartis, which seems to be disclosing that this can act on its own. This is marketed as an animal antibiotic, but it's not an antibiotic. Again, it's an immunomodulator, and it can be found on the open market. I can give you the name of that patent application if you want.
Well, that's very interesting, sir. You should write an article about it for us, and then we'll fact-check it and put it up on InfoWars.com. Anybody can submit articles at PlanetInfoWars.com. It's primitive and simple, but it works well. That's our little social network, PlanetInfoWars.com. Thank you so much for the call. And I wasn't ignoring you there at the end. Obama phone lady came back in, and I put you on pause for like 5 seconds, so I missed the end of what you were saying. Occasionally, if it sounds like I wasn't listening to you, it's because they're popping in my ear to say, Jesse Ventura just won his lawsuit, blah, blah, blah. And by the way, I've talked to Ventura. I've been playing phone tag with him the last few days. I'm just going to get him on for a full hour next week. He wasn't going to do any news, but he did a couple TVs because he's planning a 3M charity deal the next 3 days, a big golf tournament. And so it was like either get him on for like 10 minutes via a scratchy cell phone or try to get him on via Skype or something next week. We've got to help him fix his Skype at his house. And he said he'd do it. His wife said he'd do it. So we'll get a response from Ventura. And again, with all this big world news going on, the Ventura thing's not really important. We're going to skip this network break, guys. But the larger issue is they could destroy anybody with one of these hoaxes. And it's not about Chris Collins' service. It's not about his wife, the widow, as they've made it in the media. Chris Kyle said he beat up Jesse Ventura in front of people for saying that he was glad Navy SEALs were dying. Jesse Ventura never talked like that. And he said retract it, and they wouldn't. He filed suit on Chris Kyle. Chris Kyle then got killed mysteriously. And now they're spinning it in the media where they repeat what Chris Kyle said, and then they say, and Jesse Ventura sued and beat his wife. He ganged up on a woman. News Corps published that book and undoubtedly wrote it and ghost wrote it for him and basically did that. News Corps insurance paid the $1.8 million, not Chris Kyle's wife. And now Clint Eastwood's making his book into a movie. Maybe it'll have Jesse Ventura getting punched out in it. I bet it won't now that he won that lawsuit. Maybe we'll have Clint Eastwood punch him out. And I like Clint Eastwood. Maybe we'll have Jesse Ventura. Somebody will say he cooked up, you know, methamphetamine with him or something. It's not true. And Ventura's not supposed to sue. Let's say they said Jesse Ventura murdered an innocent person. And then Jesse Ventura sues the person that says it. They die. And then he wins a suit against the book they wrote that the wife now owns the book. I mean, do you have a right to justice in this country? And I get the fact that Chris Kyle's seen as a Republican, and so the Obama hatred is so intense right now. And look, I'm not defending Ventura because I've known him for about 9 years, and we're friends. I'm defending him because he didn't do that. They made it up. They claimed he got an altercation with cops in L.A. at an airport and ran from police basically in a car. And he was in a golf tournament in Minnesota and hadn't flown for 2 years when that happened. They were running psyops on him, and they could do it to me or Matt Drudge or Ron Paul or Rand Paul, and I'm going to give people the benefit of the doubt when they've been set up by a system. I know a hit piece when I see it. And I think Chris Kyle was manipulated. I think he was told to say that. And he was set up. And I don't think he got killed probably over the Ventura thing. Definitely a setup when he got killed. My heart goes out to his wife. That's the bigger issue. When he got executed at that gun range in Dallas. That Kraft International that he owns wears the Punisher with an added symbol and khaki pants. And those guys at the Boston bombing were wearing Kraft International outfits. Khaki pants, black shirts, Punisher emblem. And Kraft would not respond and not say they hadn't done it. And Chris Kyle died right after that. I mean, right after. And I'm not saying Kraft was involved. We watched the video and the photos. When that went off, they were running around checking everybody. They had, I believe, Kraft or someone like them in a drill that they, because they'll get a bunch of drill. We know a drill was going on, too. So that cops, if they find the real bomb with another group, they'll just think it's part of the drill. We've talked a lot about that. So I believe Chris Kyle got executed and they set up some mind control victim to take the fall because he knew too much. And I think was probably overall a good guy. He was obviously being directed by high-level people as a cutout asset, and they burned him. Now, folks, I was told by Navy SEALs a week after 20-something of them died in that helicopter crash that the word was there was a bomb on board and that they thought they'd been set up and killed because the Bin Laden raid was fake and that they killed a body double. Years after that, I've had multiple Navy SEALs and multiple Navy SEAL families on who lost family, and they say that's the word, and they know the name of the body double. And let me tell you, when I meet with a Navy SEAL or meet with a Navy SEAL's family in private, early on, it was dangerous when I went on air with that information. So let me explain something. I'm not up here making this stuff up, okay? I mean, I get chills, folks, of fear. And I'm not even consciously afraid. My body is afraid. You understand what I'm saying? My body is afraid. Whenever we confirm, this is above my pay grade, folks, that they took a bunch of nuclear weapons that were hidden at Dyess out and sent them to the East Coast. And then Obama starts talking about, I'm afraid nukes will go off with some mystery group. I mean, the globalists are not above false flagging. And then, you know who they're going to come after? They're going to come after the libertarian movement, folks. And believe me, I'm a canary in the coal mine. They ever announce Alex Jones has committed suicide or Alex Jones is found dead with a needle in his arm, I was killed. I will never commit suicide, and I don't use illegal drugs, ladies and gentlemen. I don't use pharmaceuticals. They say he had a thing of sleeping pills in his belly. I've never taken a sleeping pill. I've had a broken leg, and I won't take the painkillers. Make me vomit everywhere. So I want that on record, ladies and gentlemen. They took secret nuclear weapons out of Dyess Air Force Base in West Texas. They blew up that helicopter to kill those Navy SEALs because they were talking. You think I like knowing that info? I was real happy when that got broken year later on, you know, mainstream news. They were saying that. Because you know what that means? That means I'm not top of the list to get killed. I don't want to be the hero. I don't want to be out front. I don't want the accolades. I don't want to do this job. Okay? I have a responsibility to tell the truth because my bones won't let me do anything else. That Obama phone lady back with us, you just said amen. We'll turn her mic back on. What do you think of what I just said?
That's true, too. You got to do what you got to do. And like you said, you're speaking the truth, what's going on, especially when you know it's the truth. That's why you got your Alex Jones show, to let the people know what's really going on. We need more people like you, for real, for real.
The truth is, I'm just up here exhausted, just groaning out the info, warning people. I'm like at a switch going, SOS, emergency, emergency. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all I'm doing. I mean, that's why I feel like I'm doing a horrible job, because it's just such a big, important job, and I can't do it better, you know?
Right, and you're good at it. Because one thing about it, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't knew all what I knew. Because you don't get the other side of it. You only get, like, when I was out there.
It's above another side. It's a 360
view. Oh, well, it's a 360.
Bird's eye. Go ahead.
Right, you don't get all of that. You know, you just get parts of it. We want Obama to win, you're getting $15 an hour. No mess with your food stamps.
Oh, it's like, yeah, yeah, we're for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm for that.
It's just like a game. It's right. Like, yeah, yeah, I get it.
Now that I've been sitting in this WAP for a year, ain't nothing changed. You know, if a person like you...
Well, it did change. There's a higher payroll tax on you.
Well, a little bit. Not where you notice it. You know, if I was right now to get you a whole big old warehouse with everything Alex needs, just like you got it now, and I know it took you a long, hard work to get this, you know?
Well, most people have mansions and private planes that have radio shows as big as mine. This is what I have.
Well, this is what you're starting off at.
Yeah.
Next 5 years, you're going to have all that, too, because look how far you...
But I understand what I'm saying. I will just build the media operation.
Well, you're going to build it anyway.
That's what I want, is reporters and to change the world.
Well, see, I want to help you, because one thing about it in Cleveland, where's that? What channel? Infowars.com. Look up Infowars.com, the Alex Jones show. Is that man with the talk show? No, Alex Jones. Look up Infowars.com. We got to get that out there.
You're sweet. Let's take some more phone calls here. You'll be back with us tomorrow, and I'm going to actually come up with some questions, do a more focused interview. It's been a good interview, but I'm kind of exhausted. I was okay. Up till about 3 in the morning last night, and I got up at 6 a.m. So, but we're going to take you out shooting.
Hey, man.
And we're going to do a bunch of other stuff.
That's good. That's good. I deserve. Thank you, guys.
In fact, I may take you out live on the show someday, and we'll do a live Skype feed out there with you shooting.
Oh, yeah. That's what I like. Yeah. You know I like that. Look, I'm getting excited. I like that.
Maybe we'll have you in on the Sunday show, too. We'll see what happens. Tom and Marilyn, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead. Last caller. Sorry to the others.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. By the way, golden interview. I'm so glad that you extended it. You brought to mind, before I get to the two quick questions for Ms. Daugherty, when you mentioned craft services, I'm half German. I don't know if you know that craft in German means force. I don't know if what the origins of the naming of that company was, but pretty odd. In German, it would be force services, and it seems to be that that's what it's amounting to, that that's exactly what they are. And that's what they're providing. Anyway, Ms. Daugherty, again, I think you're doing a great job, and I appreciate you opening up the way you are. If I understand you correctly, did you say that during the campaigns that both camps, Romney and Obama camps, were buying to get citizens to join their side?
You know what? We're going to keep going, but I won't do the whole next segment. We'll just fade into the retransmission coming up. I'm going to come back and let, because I forgot, I promised to ask the question, what repercussions have you gone through? I know those ribs are back there. I love them as much as you do. We're going to get those baby back ribs in like 7-8 minutes. We're going to come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you like to gamble, I don't gamble in the rigged casinos. I don't gamble in the rigged political system. I create my own system outside of their system. Because the truth is, there's a whole universe around us. And the lies that the Democrats and Republicans control reality, that the Labour and Tories control reality in Britain, in the UK. You've got to understand, they've created an artificial system for us. They live, we sleep. They are outside the system. Finishing up with Tom and Marilyn, what is your specific question for Obama phone lady? We never played the famous Obama phone clip. We even have it in HD from the guy that shot it. We should probably get that for tomorrow from McBreen and have it. But perhaps we'll end with that in a few minutes, so we'll get that queued up. But, sir, I mean, what's your specific question, Tom?
I was curious about whether or not anything other than promises were made in order to try to get people to their side, be it in cash or be it in gifts. But the most important question, and I think the one that really is most apropos, and I think what you were trying to get to, Mr. Jones, in speaking with Ms. Daugherty, is this. authority. As far as your view is concerned, and I'm very interested in this, when it comes to the best government, do you feel that the best government would be one that provides for the people by giving them things, by money, gifts, and other things such as housing vouchers? Or do you think that the best government would be one that provides, and I put that in quotations, a way for people to make their own way in the world by getting out of their lives and allowing people to actually live without big government on their back?
Yeah, that's it. The collectivist model is proven that it wrecks society. The free market society builds prosperity, builds men and women. It was Victor Hugo who said, adversity builds men, prosperity builds monsters. I mean, it's like your kids.
Right.
Rich people's kids just get more and more spoiled because they're given everything.
Right.
Well, poor people, if they're given everything, it's even more evil because they're only given enough to never think there's something outside of it, and then it creates mediocrity.
A lot of mess.
So what type of society do you want?
What kind of... I would like the society to be where people that can't make it, they can get a check. They can get food stamps and even housing if you got enough little money.
Now, what he's saying is the system's been designed to take jobs away from you that are $30 an hour.
Right.
And to devalue the dollar, where with your $10 an hour, you can't make it, to force you onto welfare because they have giant automated robot systems coming out that will produce baubles and low-grade food for you to fully domesticate you for a future assimilation post-human era of the technotronic age.
Mm-hmm. What do I think about it?
What does that sound like, what I just said?
Sucks.
It's as if an alien force had come to Earth and was running a algorithm takeover program.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And then we understand, those of us that are outside of that and see the enemy operation, that it's going to come for us next.
Right.
So we don't sit back on a classist power trip and look down on you. We understand that you were targeted first and have been basically taken over by the enemy to be destroyed.
Right.
And so we're trying... George Orwell said if there was any hope, it was with the proles. Their strength was evident, but how do you communicate with them?
I don't. I mean, I do with signing my name or waiting on something, I communicate, but I really don't communicate with them.
No, I know, but the proles are the common people.
The proles.
Yeah, but the system runs a communist ideology as its sub-operating system. But there's an overlay extractor geopolitically on top of it that's a fascist technocracy. So what
I... That sucks. I think that's not right.
What I'm saying is there's guys with giant eggheads that developed a plan right. to destroy everybody.
Right. How do I think about them?
Yeah, what do you think of them?
I don't like them. They're not right. They just get us in, lure us in, and then shut us down. That's how I look at it.
That's right.
They shut us down.
And see, I want to beat people's brains out that are like that.
Right. Just like, you know, I hate to say it, I'm on air. You know, it's just like talking to you. You say you're going to do something, do it. You know, and I'm waiting. And it's not done. Then you see other people are destroyed, you know?
Let me ask you this. I know you told me more about it during the break, but I don't know how much you can say. Tell us what you really think of Obama and what he's done to you, and tell me what the Democrats told you after you came on the show.
Oh. Well, what I think about Obama is you did just enough. You didn't go all the way with it. You didn't do what you said you were going to do. And I really think you sucks. Because when they told me I was an idiot for doing what I did with 9 million viewers, I really said, and I work for Obama, $15 an hour. I got this. But really, I was illiterate.
Well, they didn't want you showing why people were really voting for him and what they were being told.
After we're done.
They wanted to deceive.
Once I got it and got the votes and drove the vans with no license and helped them people out, they fired me. I lost the job on my own self from going to sleep for the 12 hours or 15 hours I was working, but really they fired me because they really told me that I made myself look stupid. I said, how did I make myself look stupid? The man walked up to me and asked me a question. I had the best poster, and I was the only one got 9 million views today. You know, so how did I make myself look stupid? I didn't know no better because everybody I was around. You get your Obama phone? Did you get your Obama phone? Then now I'm working for Obama. I want you to vote for him. He got us all a phone. He going to do more.
How do you know they were paying the Romney people to be there?
Because the people told me on the other side, on Mayfield's side. Well, you make 15, we make 20. Or Romney. Romney going to win. Romney ain't winning nothing. Look at all of us for Obama. It was more people who were voting.
You know why Romney wasn't allowed to win? Because he couldn't sucker people as good as Obama.
And the only reason I believe Obama got suckered, look at my viewers. I got 9 million viewers. I was walking around and working for these people 15 hours a day. Do you know after 15 hours a day, each hour I was getting over 200 to 300 people to go vote for him? Because they got Obama phone. They ain't know that much about Obama. Well, who bought you the phone? Obama.
You told me before, were there people voting repeatedly?
Yes. People was trying to go two or three times. But you can't. You can only vote for once. You know, especially when I told him, who bought you the phone? Who you voting for? Ronnie. Why Ronnie? Ronnie going to give me my stamps. Ronnie upgrading the stamps. They going to upgrade the checks. That's what the Ronnie people, they set out to do for him. Then we all,
oh, so the Romney people were claiming he was going to hand out goodies.
Yeah, remember, Ronnie was supposed to do more than what Obama was doing. But Ronnie ain't had no name for this phone. And most people.
Why do you call him O. Romney?
Aronomy?
Kind of, he is like Obama in many ways. Romney, you mean?
Aronomy?
Yeah.
Aronomy? Whatever, but. He was saying what he was going to do.
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
But he was saying what he was going to do. And only thing, you know, I was thinking of something to let's get him. You know, when we sit at our meetings before we start. And everybody was telling me, I'm voting for him.
So they don't see it that a taxpayer is paid for that. Or somebody else, an old lady had her house taken so they could buy the Obama phones. They SWAT team you. You don't pay their taxes because they're so loving.
Right.
See, that's the thing about the wealth transfer. What about my dad, who'd even paid all the income taxes, and they came to him in like 1989 and said, there's a retroactive tax. You know, I now owe us $500,000, and he didn't have it, and we had to sell our cars and stuff and barely could keep our nice house, and he had to sell some of his businesses. And he was a guy employing a bunch of people. He had to let people go. What about my dad, though? See, I mean, what's enough tax? Like, if somebody's making $50,000 a year, how much tax should they pay?
10%.
Well, you pay a lot more than that.
5%.
I mean, you pay sales tax, property tax. The average person making $50,000 a year, on average, is paying about 40% in taxes. How much do you think somebody making $1 million a year pays?
Hardly nothing.
About 70% if they're not an insider.
Oh.
How much do you think Warren Buffett pays percentage-wise?
Maybe about half.
No, about 2%.
2%.
How much do you think General Electric pays?
About 2%.
Zero.
Zero.
How much do you think Google pays?
Because they got a big company.
How much do you think Google pays?
Probably zero.
3%.
Three.
How much do you think people like David Rockefeller pay?
2%.
Zero.
Zero.
It's all tax exempt.
Because he's
Bill Gates. How much Bill Gates pay?
Zero.
Zero.
Big money.
Yeah. Because they wrote the laws.
Right. Same thing about Obama. He the president. Tell me he can't make no write no laws.
Who pays the highest taxes in France? People making €1 million a year.
Probably the millionaires.
Now, once you get up to billions of euros, you don't hardly pay anything.
Oh, okay.
Because they write the laws. Why do they want to shut down somebody making €1 million a year?
Because they ain't getting a lot of it. They ain't paying no.
Because almost all that money goes directly to the poor people in services. And now they open a hair boutique, and now they do good hair. They're making 300,000 euros a year from the rich millionaires' wives coming in to get their nails and eyelashes done.
Mm.
Or they open up a personal training shop, training dozens of people a day with trainers under them, making $300,000 or 300,000 euros a year. Do you think the billionaires want somebody to be able to be a personal trainer, like I know personal trainers, making $200,000, $300,000 a year?
No, they don't want you in business.
Because you can't have that if there's not a bunch of rich, middle-class people, who poor people think of as ultra-elite.
Right.
The ladder up is the people making $300,000, $200,000, $100,000 a year, $70,000 a year, $1 million a year. They've got to be eliminated because historically, economically, you blow them up, Obama phone lady, what happens?
Ain't gonna give you nothing every time.
It's the middle class that makes poor people middle class.
Right.
And it's the middle class, it's poor that become middle class that become rich. It's called a ladder.
Ladder, you got to go up.
Kennedy was a Democrat, but he wasn't a eugenicist. He cut taxes by 50% in the lowest tax bracket. What happened the next year?
He was out.
Well, they did blow his head off. That's true. But yes. Double tax receipts.
Right.
Why would cutting taxes in half double tax receipts?
Because who's going to pay for them?
Everybody runs around spending the money now.
Right.
The economy gets going real fast. More revenue comes in. So why would they want taxes so high it shuts the economy off?
For business?
Because the big boys are exempt. So they only want taxes on the little guys so you can't operate.
Right, right.
They don't want you in competition. John D. Rockefeller said competition is a sin.
Ain't no competition, really.
The ultra-rich that aren't free market don't want competition. They don't want you to know anything.
Right.
Because if you ever discovered the mysteries of the universe, you would be free of them.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Dowry, let's take some more phone calls. Thank you, Tom. Great question. Eric in Tennessee, we're in super overdrive. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Super, super duper overdrive. You guys are doing great today, Alex.
Thank you, brother.
All right. My question from FEMA Section 4, all the displaced children that they're bringing in, are they putting any of those in the FEMA camps and getting them ready for us?
Absolutely. Under Rex 84, they said they'd prime the camps in a cover with a giant influx of collapsing Latin America. They've done exactly that with a conduit from Central America through Mexico. And they are building giant FEMA camps everywhere. We've gone and videotaped them and broke that 2 weeks ago, a huge secret FEMA camp in South Texas.
All right. Thanks so much. Thank you, Mama Lady.
Thank you. Yeah, there she goes. Hey, he gave us a phone. He's going to do more. Can you do it? Just for old time's sake, can you like repeat the Obama phone? Go ahead.
Want me to do it?
Yeah, get fired up.
Tell me out.
I can do it, but then it makes me get embarrassed.
You
mean to imitate you?
Yeah. Right.
Obama, he gave us a phone. He gonna do more.
Obama,
you on something step? You on Social Security?
You on food stamps? Low minority, the blacks? You can get Obama phone. Obama. That's all. Just
you're a riot.
Man, just something came up.
Is that an Obama phone ringing?
No, I got Obama. I need a new one.
Let's see the Obama phone.
Hello.
Is that an Obama?
I'm in Texas on TV. I had to know to answer my phone.
Go ahead. Take that call on air.
Go ahead.
Is that caller still there? Who do we go to next? Janice in Detroit. Another wondrous big government site. NAFTA and GATT is, as Al Gore promised, he said it will help Detroit. Al Gore didn't lie. He never does. Same carbon taxes or the sky will fall. Janice, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Michelle last year, and I want to talk to her this year.
All right.
I have a couple notes, a couple points. I don't want to be interrupted if I can get them out as fast as I can. Michelle, I'm poor also, was raised in Detroit. I was offered an Obama phone, and I didn't want it because I wanted to keep my privacy. The government has offered those free cell phones for a long time. And he didn't even come up with Obamacare. That was the Clinton started that even before that. But what my point was is that I have black friends, several, and have had black friends. And one of my black friends was the night of the so-called election, the first time Obama was in, was excited about the first being, you know, the first black president, which that's understandable, you know. That you'd be excited as a black person, you know, about having the first black president.
Right.
But I am reminded of Martin Luther King, who said that he was hopeful that his children could be judged not by the color of their skin, but by according to the content of their character. And so what was more important, because I told my friend, he's probably a Muslim with a name like Barack Hussein Obama. She said, no, he's not. And besides, what difference does it make? And see, this is what's wrong with people's thinking. Now, the other point I wanted to make, Michelle, real quick, is the government gives and the government can take it away. But there's always a cost, no matter who it is. Doesn't matter if it's Obama or whoever.
Look, every time it degenerates into a living hell. Now, ma'am, we're going to get interrupted by the break here in a moment. Do you have any questions for her?
Yes. Someone in our own country has to pay for it, and we're the government of the people and by the people. Government is not something up there like a sugar daddy. The role of to help poor people like myself and you, Michelle, is the churches. The churches are supposed to help, not the government.
Right.
And so Alex has done a lot to help me with my thinking. And there's some basic, you know, thought patterns that we need to get right. We are a republic, not a democracy. And that's the way our founding fathers meant it through the Constitution and the other federal papers. So,
all right, ma'am, we're out of time. I apologize to the other callers, Greg and Jesse and Jared and Ben. I've got to cut the overdrive off now. Retransmissions coming up with John Rappaport and others on the Ebola situation and so much more. All I know is we have a political class that wants us domesticated. Like, you know, a farmer who's got cows out there, he doesn't really love them. He plans to slaughter them.
Right.
Or pigs. And I'm saying we're men. We're not domesticated human resources of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm telling you is it's predatory. It's done out of evil. Obama phone lady, Michelle Dowry, thank you so much for being with us. You'll be back tomorrow live from the shooting range on air with us.
All right.
Right.
Obama phone lady at Alex Jones.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Great.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, as no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has even tried it on the wine spray. Much too long, sleeping. Sleeping.
Babylon system. children's blood day by day. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here. Thank you for joining us. This hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find the specials. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. You'll find their best specials there. I love that it's non-GMO, that it's produced on a weekly basis, super fresh, lasts up to 20 years, great customer service. In these times, you're crazy if you don't have storable foods, folks. The world is getting more and more unstable by design. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex or 866-229-0927. And, of course, we also have InfoWarsStore.com with all the liberty-based apparel to meet like-minded people and to promote the ideas of anti-communism, pro-free market, pro-Second Amendment. And I want to be clear. The globalist conspiracy is not communist. Communism is a false revolutionary dogma deployed by crony capitalists to enslave and take over nations so that they can put an authoritarian fascist grid, corporatist grid on top of it, that parade around with red flags. It's Jacobin, Illuminati garbage. And I've had top historians on, and people like Lord Monckton on, who's a historian and a top journalist. He used to be Margaret Thatcher's top advisor, saying, yes, Alex, correct. The Jacobins are the current linkage into the communist pilgrim. And I'm only telling you that, so if you're a new listener, this is mainline history, okay? People go, well, what? The French Revolution happened around the same time as ours. Yes, it was the age of revolution. They tried to hijack it. George Washington wrote 9 letters that are known at the Library of Congress. You can go read them. I even have a part of a George Washington letter. It was given to me as a gift by Dr. Group, but side issue, his signature is the most expensive in the world. That's because they people admire him worldwide who actually know who he was. Learned people admire. Wise men follow him, to quote a Steve Voss song. Thanks for the renegades, free today. But again, I'm going down rabbit trails today. I don't know how I got off into George Washington. The point is that you can go to the website and find all the liberty-based apparel. This is the last day to get massive discounts on all the Made in America apparel at madein1776.com or InfoWarsStore.com. We have John Rappaport popping in for 10 minutes, investigative journalist. He's got an interesting take on the Ebola. Is it a psyop? Is it real? Is it a staged bio attack? You know, there's major history connecting Ebola to Western bioweapons labs. I know that's old news to our mainline listeners, but we need to go back to those old reports to the scientists we've had on over the decades, because what's old is new, and we need reports on the nightly news tonight. I may even file a report on it, going back and digging up the evidence that it is a manufactured bioweapon. So we'll be looking at that as well, and then we'll take your phone calls ahead of Michelle Dowery, a.k.a. Obama Phone. He gave us a phone. He's going to do more. She's such a sweetheart. But I'm also somebody that likes to joke around and have fun, so does she. So she's going to be joining us in studio. But here are the type of headlines we're going to be covering. Exclusive Fox News report reveals disturbing trend of brazen attacks against border security by gangs, drugs, and human traffickers. That's the perennial story, but it's getting worse. They're shooting at them. They're killing them all the time, burning down farmers' and ranchers' houses on the border, Hispanic, white, black, they don't care. I mean, it's not that everybody in Mexico is criminals and lawless. It's that the criminals and the lawless are drawn up there because you can serial kill, do whatever you want. You don't get in trouble. Mass graves everywhere being found. And don't worry, you know, Robert Rodriguez will make a movie where Don Johnson's killing the Mexicans. No, it's Mexicans killing the Mexicans because it's a lawless free-for-all on both sides of the border. That's just one of about 50 articles on that subject. It's all coming up straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The place for